there. Good evening. You are listening to Nerdin' Out on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Liliana, and here we nerd out about any and everything. Today's episode, we are going to be celebrating Women's History Month. We are going to be discussing great things that women from all over the world have achieved, and I'm going to play you some fire tunes by some very iconic and amazing women as well. So if that sounds good to you, be sure to stay tuned.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Dolly Parton has won 11 Grammy Awards from 55 nominations, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. She was also inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1999 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2022. We'll never forget your impact, Miss Dolly.
That we know and disregret, I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walked. The sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man, when there's so many real things at hand. We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall, so this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. Say no regrets and no more. most of no day. Cause then kiss goodbye to sunset. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Now a word from our sponsor who makes programming like this possible.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in Uptown. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is available at kindredvancouver.com. That's K-I-N-D-R-E-D Vancouver.com.
And we're back. I'm your host, Liliana, and you're listening to Nerdin' Out. Women from around the globe have fought and continue to fight for things that I bet you didn't realize were as recent as 2022. Like the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was inducted in 2022, which requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations to employees for pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. And a series of pay transparency laws passed between 2018 and 2025. These laws require employers to disclose salary ranges to combat wage discrimination, which is supported by federal efforts like the Paycheck Fairness Act. And Washington State specifically passed its major transparency pay law on March 30th, 2022, but didn't go into effect until January 1st of 2023. I know, it's crazy recent stuff. Now real quick, I want to talk about the Winter Olympics this year, specifically the women's teams. I mean, they did absolutely amazing this year. The USA won a total of 12 gold medals this year, and the women won 8 of them. It was truly inspiring to see. And oh my god, Alyssa Liu's last routine? She did so good, I loved it, she ate it down.
I'm freezing outside, I feel my skin tight, my coat is inside, but I look up at you, I tried your pain by. Tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me how did a girl like me get into you. Never been abroad before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Other boys out here the same. What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to.
did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh baby, baby.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby. Oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
You see, my problem is this.
I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Baby, oh,
I did it again. I played it.
Britney Spears' first two albums, Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again, made her the best-selling teenage artist of all time. Just Baby One More Time sold over 30 million copies worldwide. She also won the GLAAD Media Awards, Vanguard Award, and 2018 for her support of the LGBTQ community.
Cereal. The price we paid is unbelievable. coming in hot!
I'm not quite sure this is a hot take, it's more so just reality, but it's a part of the monologue straight from the Barbie movie that came out in 2023. This movie really moved me, as well as many other women. It goes, "You have to be thin, but not too thin, and you can never say that you want to be thin, you have to say that you want to be healthy, but you also have to be thin. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but also always be looking out for other people. You have to answer for the men's bad behavior, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men, but not so pretty that you tempt them too much, or that you threaten other women because you're supposed to be a part of the sisterhood. But always stand out and always be grateful, but never forget that the system is rigged. So find a way to acknowledge that, but also always be grateful. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, and never get out of line." This part of the movie made me so emotional. It was so well done, so passionate. America Ferrera, you are an amazing woman, like, truly. It's sad, but you know what? The expectations for women are impossible to achieve. It's all too contradicting that it just doesn't make any sense. So, because no one will ever be satisfied with what you do, just do you. Because no matter what, there will always be someone that's gonna hate.
I've trusted lies and trusted men, broke down and put myself back
together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Keep a record of the wreckage in my life. I gotta recognize a weapon in my mind. You can talk, but I love it every time. And I realize no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. I could play nice or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage in my life. I gotta recognize a weapon in my mind. It's all, but I love it every time. And I realize I keep a record of the wreckage in my life. I gotta recognize a weapon in my mind. It's all, but I love it every time. Someone like me can be a real nightmare, completely aware. But I'd rather be a real nightmare than die unaware. Yeah, someone like me can be a real nightmare, completely aware. But I'm glad to be a real nightmare, so save me your prayers.
I keep a record of the wreckage in my life.
I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is
Queen Latifah was the first hip-hop artist to receive a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2006 and also won a Grammy for Unity. And yeah, you heard that first part right. She wasn't just the first female hip-hop artist to receive a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, she was the first hip-hop artist, period, that got a star. What a legend.
That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you wait.
Who you calling
a when I see why? We gotta let them know when I see why. That's what I'm gonna hear.
Tuning in to Nerdin' Out with me, Liliana, on KXRW 99.9 FM. Have a great night, and we'll be back with the next episode of Nerdin' Out next month.